Hello, and we're back for the first episode in a decade. I think it's not a decade, right? It hasn't been that long. Okay, he's taking a sip of his tea or water.
Or coffee. Come on. Yes, we're back.
We're back. It's going to be me, Blaven, and... Wait, I forgot how we introduce ourselves.
I don't know.
Do we use our real names?
Yeah.
Or do we use our handles?
Let's introduce them.
My name is Blue Bomber.
Ow. It's Anthony. Hello. Hi.
And it's Type V3.
Ah, there it is.
So what's up?
Not much, man. It's been a long time.
Why have you summoned us to the chambers?
Why have I summoned you?
Yes.
Our fans have been ripping you guys a new one in the comments.
Why
apparently.
Have you summoned us?
One of them said, "Stop playing Tarkov to Anthony and get to recording a new episode."
And that's why we're here. Blaven was like, "Hey, what a great excuse to get together and talk about something." I assume you have topics to talk about. As he shakes his head, no.
I can't remember what happened last time we were here recording something.
Yeah, that's a really big question there. I also tried to search my memory banks to see what we did last time.
I'm sure we could have looked it up, but I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't either. You know, that those 2 minutes of my time just couldn't do it. Couldn't be me.
Couldn't
what did
be
we
me.
Do last? Oh my God, when was it? Last year? Is before so. You went away.
Yeah, where'd I go?
Peru.
Right.
To Machu Picchu.
That's me.
Sick.
Was that it? What happened during that time? Would have been last year.
Machu Picchu was sick.
When did you go?
End of May.
Okay, so we missed a few things. Okay, we missed Street Fighter. We didn't talk about that. That
What's
came
Street
out.
Fighter?
Six. Did we talk about that?
Oh, we talked about how you were excited to play it.
Oh. Well, the story today about Street Fighter Six is not going to be about me.
Oh.
It's going to be about somebody else in this room who turned out to be the greatest player of all time. And I'm talking about our producer, Blue Bomber.
Oh, Blue Bomber.
Did you hear about what happened to TJ?
I heard he was Zangief and he just stomped on people.
Oh my God, that's like an understatement, okay?
Oh, that's right. I heard he has like a 50-game win streak and he refuses to play because he doesn't want it to break.
That's like, okay, so I just wanted to regale you guys with a tale. So Street Fighter came out last year and our producer... TJ's like, hey, maybe I'll pick this game up for fun, okay? He's like, you know who I like to play? I like to play Zangief. I like to throw people. So, you know, like, hey, man, you know, let me try and teach you a little bit. You see what it's like. He's like, okay. So what does TJ do? So Zangief is all about strike throw. What does TJ do with Zangief? Never throws, always strikes, right? That was his big downfall. He just, I don't know why, he just felt unsafe doing the
like a grab?
The grab. His spinning power driver, the movie he's known for, right?
I see.
So I start teaching him stuff or whatever, and then, you know, we part ways for a bit, and he goes into the hyperbolic time chamber. I watch him play again the next week, and he's doing frame traps. He's doing jump traps so people can't jump out of his SPDs.
So he studied.
I'm like, okay, how did you learn this? He's like, oh, I just watched a pro player, and I saw him doing these moves, and I was wondering how he was doing it, so I took it to the lab, and I figured out he's doing it so that the people wouldn't jump. And I'm like, excuse me? What is happening? I'm like, okay, you know what? I guess he likes it.
He just used science, okay?
I know. It's just all math.
He just physics out the problem.
That's how you do it.
So one night, I'm minding my own business in my room. You know, TJ's brother messages me. He's like, hey, you got to get online. TJ's playing Street Fighter. I'm like, okay, that's whatever. He's like, he's on a 12-game win streak. What? So I go on, and TJ is streaming online, by the way, because you can't stream it out of... On Discord, I guess, off of PlayStation, PS5.
You'd speak to a mic.
So he's beating people up. He's just constantly throwing people. He's just unstoppable. So he got from the bottom of gold to platinum rank in 18 games winning. And his final win was against another Zangief. And what does this man do?
Stops playing.
No, what? No. During the match, his opponent was at 2% health. What does TJ do? He does a low kick to make sure the guy can't jump and does his super extra critical art, double 360, to kill the guy. Completely unnecessary. But before he did it, he goes, Blaven, this one is for you. And he just rips this setup off on this poor Zangief who had no idea who he's dealing with and manages to crush this guy and secures his spot in the platinum rank, and then just
Street Fighter history.
Yeah, he just stops playing. Never
you
plays
got,
again.
You got all the way to Platt?
In one
yeah,
sitting?
Yeah, you got all the way to Platt in one sitting?
Yeah, you did. You did, because that was the only time when win streaks apply until Platinum. He got the Plat with the worst, arguably the worst character in the game.
So I didn't just make it to gold?
No, you made it to Plat because you had the win streak bonus. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, because I remember you were close to where I was at that time or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I remember after it, though, my hands were shaking. I was like, oh, man, I can't play this anymore.
It was great. It was great. And then me and TJ went to a local, and I made top 8 because TJ was coaching me the whole time. He was behind me. He's like, hey, that move's punishable. He's like, hey, you could probably, drive him nuts. He didn't do any of that. I'm just kidding. Yeah, he didn't do any of that.
Well, we did. I was so impressed. I was like, really? No fucking way. I wasn't there.
Yeah, what I saw was when people were playing Zangief, TJ just like murmuring under his breath. He said, I wouldn't have done that option, but, you know, whatever. I guess whatever you want.
Man. Of course. Why not?
Yeah, no wonder you got punished. That's -4, idiot.
But yeah, it's crazy because TJ leans on safety, so he doesn't SPD as much as he should. But then when he started doing it, you felt like the difference, right?
Oh, yeah. Like, they just kept dying. Like, you do so much damage.
I know. That's like his only game plan. Everybody's just way too scared of the SPD. And people at that rank, they just don't know how to jump. As in, they jump out of pressure or whatever. They just sort of stand still half the time. They just sort of deer into the headlights kind of thing. So, but yeah. See, and then now TJ said that he's retired and he's never coming back.
Yeah, you retire on top. That's how you do it. Oh my God. I haven't lost yet, so.
Yeah, you definitely didn't lose an 18. I've never had an 18 win streak. That's crazy. Man. That's wild. That's a lot of games.
You should pick up Zangief.
Oh my God. I don't know. I don't know if I have the patience for that. You definitely do.
He's so fun though.
Oh, I know. There's nothing quite like command grabbing people.
Yeah, but are you guys still playing Street Fighter? Like, let's be real. Who's playing Street Fighter right now? It is February 2024. No one's playing Street Fighter.
I'm playing Street Fighter.
No, you're not.
I played it today.
No, you didn't.
I got every character to Platinum. I got a couple people to Diamond. But have I pushed the Master? No. But I don't know what character I like enough to play. The next character coming out is next week. I think it's Ed. And then after that is Akuma. So I'm waiting for maybe Alex or somebody with a command grab.
Are they announced?
No, I think they're going to announce them during Evo, which we bought tickets to. Me and TJ are going.
Are you guys going to Vegas?
Yeah. And I think TJ's going to compete, and he's going to beat Lord Daigo. He's going to be Evo champion. No, Taquito, nobody. It's just can't beat TJ Zangief, man.
Yes, yes.
He's going to be the number one in the world, you know? Right?
Sure.
Ah, there you go. See, that's commitment right there.
Sure. If the world is my house, then yeah.
Oh, my God. But you're right. Confidence. It's definitely not as popular as it was because other bigger game.
Yeah, I felt like last year it was really huge.
Yeah, did you know that they're not patching it except once a year?
Whoa.
That's the biggest thing. People are thinking the game is kind of stale because what they say is the tiers have gotten kind of figured out or whatever. So you're basically seeing the same things over and over again.
Oh, wow.
So there's not a lot of variety at the moment.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, because like Rashid came out and then Aki came out a few months after, but then 6 months in between her and Ed. So we don't even get that many new characters at a decent rate or whatnot. So yeah, it's kind of the post-launch drought is pretty big. And there was the whole controversy with the third outfits where each one is $10 or something. So to buy the whole bundle, you'd have to spend $200.
Oh, I forgot about
that. Yeah, it was pretty bad. Did your boy buy one? Of course I did. Yeah.
What do you mean one?
I only bought one, actually.
Really?
Actually, no. You had to buy. So.
Oh, you had to buy.
Yeah. No, not had to, because they did the pricing where you can, let's say one skin is $10. You had to buy a $9 pack or an $18 pack.
So you bought the 18?
Well, I mean, you can't get one if you buy the $9 pack.
Ah.
So that's how they get you. So you have to buy the $18 one. So I ended up buying.
Wow.
I know. It's pretty predatory. Yeah, I know. It's pretty rough. It's pretty rough out there. I can't remember who I bought. Oh, I bought Jamie's and I bought Ryu's.
That's not Luke.
I know. Luke is probably the best character.
He is the best character.
Probably. But his outfit is just the Street Fighter V outfit, which I thought was kind of lame anyway. So
wait. Street Fighter 6 and 5 Luke aren't the same?
Yeah, they're the same one.
They're not the same costume?
No, Street Fighter 6 Luke has clothes on. The one in five is the one where he has his MMA outfit, his shorts.
Oh, like he's Steve from Tekken.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Just like that. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what it is about them with blonde hair, blue eyed people, but Ken, Guile, Luke, they're all top tier. Cammy. All these are really strong characters.
Cammy, right.
Yeah, they gave her more clothes.
Cut her hair.
Huh? Oh, yes, they did. Yeah, actually.
Okay.
And they gave her more clothes.
Nice.
With her outfit three, it has the long boxing robe.
Yes.
Yeah. That was pretty cool. Is it worth $15 each? Probably not.
No.
And they didn't even give you a bundle option. If they said, hey, you can buy all these costumes for $60, I would have bought it. But did they give you that option? Absolutely not.
Damn, just like that. I would have bought it.
Of course I would have bought it. Dude, I like this game. Even though I got stomped, I like this game.
All right.
Yeah, enough, all right. Anyway.
Okay.
But what really is big right now at this time is Tekken 8. Oh, my God. That game is way more popular than I thought it was going to be.
I think you're the only one here playing it.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking around the room.
But did you see him? But for Tekken, the fact that in, what is it, 2 weeks, it sold 2 million. And it took Tekken 7 how many months to get to 2 million copies? It's pretty impressive for a fighting game.
Yeah, no, it is, no doubt.
Yeah. And it's probably the easiest iteration of Tekken to get into. You don't actually have to learn Korean backdashing or anything like that in this game. So if you're new and you want to try Tekken, this is definitely the Tekken to try, for sure. You don't have to worry about any of those ridiculous legacy skills that gatekeep people from the 7, where you have to Korean backdash all the time. The guy actually said that it was not intended for it to be that way. So in this game, it's just all about aggression. So I definitely recommend. Yeah, it's true. Rounds end really, really quickly. And you can't run. They made the game so you just can't run away from your opponent. Oh, it's just, you can just chase everybody, each other down constantly. And a lot of pro players are having to adjust quite a lot. Because Tekken 7, you could backdash a lot. You whiff punish a lot. People just backed away from each other constantly. But in this game, it just, the mechanics and everything can't do that. You just get chased like all the way down. So it's pretty great, not gonna lie. So
sounds good.
Yeah. Have you ever had an inkling to play
Tekken?
Yeah.
Last time I wanted to play Tekken was Tekken 5, Dark Resurrection.
The fact that you said the whole name.
You gotta differentiate.
Yeah. Why?
Because it was on PSP.
Oh, weird.
And then they put it on PS3.
And then
I really got into it.
Can I guess your character?
Go for it.
Devil Jin.
No.
What? Wait, Ling Xiaoyu.
Nope.
Kuma.
Nope.
Panda?
Nope.
Jack Dark Resurrection.
Wait. No.
Oh my God. What is a Vince Tekken character?
I had two.
The British guy?
Steve? No.
No, it wasn't Steve.
Can I get a hint?
Blade.
Raven?
That's his name.
No.
Master Raven.
No.
I don't know who's been introduced, but not introduced after Dark Resurrection.
Heihachi. What makes you think that it has to be introduced after Dark Resurrection?
No. I'm just telling which characters weren't in Tekken 5.
Oh.
I can't pick Leroy because he's not in Tekken 5.
Okay.
Horang.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You're a dirty Horang player. Oh my gosh. I'm in the same room as a Horang. Somebody save me, bro.
The eagle kicks, man. Oh, Come on.
Yeah. Have I lost to those online? Did I lose to it yesterday? Maybe. Yeah. Horang. So what, Jin? Just regular Jin?
No. Regular Jin was more Tekken 4 era.
Okay. When he had the blue flames?
Yeah.
That was the best costume.
Yeah.
Okay, so who was the other one?
Lily.
Ew.
Yeah.
You know who plays Lily? My brother.
Your brother.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh my God, he's so good with Lily.
I know. It's so bad.
It's so infuriating. Oh my God. Because she can turn.
That's right.
And I said, oh man, she's vulnerable. And my brother said, how about not? And then I get launched to literally the sky high heavens. She's a cool character though.
She's very cool.
Yeah. She's rivals with Jin's cousin, right? Asuka?
Yeah. Oh, she's the other one I play too. Sometimes.
Why do you play all these degenerate characters?
Because they're the ones that you hate to lose against.
Oh my God, so much.
Is Asuka considered degenerate?
It's because of her backwards cartwheel.
Yes.
You could just approach her and then by accident she'll cartwheel and then clip you.
That's right.
And then you get launched. And you're
That's right.
How did that even happen? Dude. She's
skill.
Great though. She's good. Skill issue?
Skill issue.
Yeah, she still has that. Yeah, there was a guy I was playing against, so he just kept doing her cartwheel. I didn't know how to approach it. I literally just stood there. and he was half screen away just cartwheeling, and I couldn't do anything about it.
It's nice.
Couldn't do anything. It's nice.
It's nice.
Yo, Horang, though.
He's good. I don't know what he's like in, what is it, 8, 7?
Yeah. Eight. What would you think he's like?
I don't know. I can't imagine. I imagine he's annoying.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
TJ's brother watched me get beat by Horang, who beat me with punches.
He beat you with punches?
Bro.
Oh, my God.
I had to turn off the game after that one.
That's embarrassing, sir.
Yeah, TJ, your brother, your brother's like, whoa, this guy's just punching you to death. I'm like, yeah, I thought Horang kicks. Does he not? And then my guy switched stance. You know, he turns a left and right stance.
Yeah.
He learned to the left stance and punched me, and then turned to right stance and hit me with another punch. I'm like, what? His jabs are different in the friggin' stances. Like, what the?
I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah, he has some pretty good punches. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were scared when he was manually switching legs, and we were like, oh man,
that's the best. Yeah, you switch stances.
I'm like, oh, I'm dead here. I'm just like, I have no clue what's going on. Yeah, I don't even know what his default is anymore. Yeah, this game's kind of cool. Did you see any of the new characters? Oh,
man. Just Reyna.
Just Reyna? Yeah, I started playing her. She's pretty.
Like, just the only one that matters.
What? You don't like the coffee girl since you love drinking coffee?
No.
What?
No.
She's pretty cool.
No, just Reyna.
Just Reyna? You know who I tried?
Who?
I tried Steve Fox.
He's great.
That character's hard.
He's awesome.
He's great.
He has no kicks.
Technically, he has a hop kick.
That but doesn't
it's like
count.
The worst one. And he also has a toe, the one where he steps on your toes.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The dirty boxing
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah,
it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's
super you have like a half stun on that one, right? When you get it.
What? Whoa, look at this guy. Yeah. He remembers all the properties from Tekken 5, Dark Resurrection.
Dark Resurrection was it, man. That was the last great Tekken.
Yeah, so in this game, when you do the stomp into the punch, it puts him in his new stance where he does like the Ali shuffle, where he like does the little, he does like a little leg shuffle, and then he has like a bunch of mix-ups from there. But yeah, it's still around, but it doesn't knock down anymore. It used to.
Yeah.
Like you said, it used to knock down. It used to be super annoying.
Yeah,
especially
it was awful.
In the wall. Yeah, it was awful. Yeah. But now they toned them down a little bit. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the character that had, I think, that had the biggest glow up was King in this game.
Mm.
Throws got buffed in this game, so they're harder to break, especially if you're countering them, if you hit as a counter hit. So yeah, it's he's been given quite a lot of love in this game. He's very popular now.
I see.
So if you were to go back to the game, who would you play?
Jin.
What? So random. Why Jin?
Because he's the one on the cover.
Are you and my brother talking? Those are the two characters he plays, Jin and Lily.
Because Jin's cool.
Yeah, so me and my brother ran some sets the other day. We did first to 20. Can you guess what the score was at the end?
Oh, I think it was 21-0.
Close. It was 20-1. So you needless to say, I was like, why are you so good at this game? He's like, oh, I used to play Noctis Lucius Kylan. <That is something." laughs> I was like, oh, yeah, this is the game where Akuma from Street Fighter beat Geese from King of Fighters in a Tekken tournament and won.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And you could also use Negan from The Walking Dead to beat Noctis from Final Fantasy. What the hell, this game? Yeah, it's a lot of weird guest characters. Yeah, I don't know who they're going to bring in next. Who never knows?
Yeah, we'll see.
Maybe they'll bring somebody in from Heroes,
mm.
Like Nathan Petrelli.
Nathan?
Wait, what did you think I was thinking of?
I don't know. I was trying to figure out what hero series you were talking about. I didn't think it was that one, though.
Do you know another Heroes?
Heroes of Newer?
Hero Academia? You mention it. yeah, see?
Yeah, I don't know what other heroes do you know.
That's actually probably the only one now that I think about it.
All right, well, how about this? We'll fill me in with you guys. What have you guys finished recently?
TJ.
God of War Ragnarok plus DLC.
Plus DLC.
Yeah. Valhalla, you know.
I love the specificity.
Yo, I do enjoy that we're going to say every single full title of any show and or.
I mean, I just said DLC.
Yeah, I mean. Okay, so what are your thoughts?
Oh, man.
Boy.
Yeah, he's still in this.
Yeah, thanks. I didn't think that Kratos was not going to be in God of War.
This game was good.
What an in-depth review.
Yeah. Those are my reviews.
Thanks for the IGN review we got going.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10?
I enjoyed it a lot.
Really?
Considering I never played like any other
Well, I guess I played the God of War before this one, but any other one before that, like the original Greek trilogy, didn't touch.
So what was the first one called?
It was just God of War. Wait.
No, you're right.
I was trying to bait him there. Okay. Come on, man.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to give a fake title somewhere.
It's just God of War.
I thought he was going to say God of War, not Ragnarok.
God of War.
Greece.
You're talking about the Greek ones?
I don't know what you're talking about, but why is this not the Greek one?
Oh, I don't know.
Is this one Norse?
This is only Norse.
Oh. Is the whole thing him going to different pantheons and killing them all?
No, the first one was all Greek and like the trilogy against Zeus. Mm. But this one, they hint at the fact that all of mythology exists at the same time.
Oh, I see.
So there's like these hints throughout two specifically where it's like you might be able to travel to different mythology. Mm. They like heavily hint at like Japanese mythology or like medieval mythology on all like just everything exists all at once. But they're in their like quarantine zones kind of thing. And like Kratos is bad for having cross that zone. Like you're not a god from here, and like you meet the god of war from the Norse mythology,
right?
And stuff. Yeah,
yeah, he's cool.
Ares?
Who's no, the that's god of war?
And this one, his name is Tyr.
Oh,
he's some like really tall, giant looking dude.
All right, so when are we getting God of War Philippines edition? Is he going in the Philippine?
I don't know if we have. Do we have Filipino mythology?
You're going to have to fill me in on that one because I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, me neither.
It's just the god of Cali sticks.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, damn it.
The god of fried rice.
Oh.
Is that the latest thing you've done?
That was the last thing I played, yeah. I don't remember what I played before that.
Anything you've watched or read recently? Nice.
Watched? Oh, I'm watching this. It's like a... You guys know Knives Out?
Yeah.
All right, so this is not Knives Out.
What the?
But
that's quite the tangent.
But
I've been working
like
on your segue.
Yeah.
I like this segue.
I like this setup here.
Yeah.
Like, you know this thing. You like this is not that.
Yeah.
I like that. That could be literally anything.
Yeah. So it's
I'm intrigued.
It's this new. It's a TV series on Disney Plus. It's called Death and Other Details.
Oh, interesting.
Have you heard of it?
No, I haven't heard of it.
It's basically
you like murder mysteries, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's basically a murder mystery series.
Any big names in it that we know?
So far, everybody in it, I have no idea who they are.
Okay.
But it's basically some dude dies.
Excellent. Good start.
All right. And then, oh, it takes place on a cruise ship.
So is that the gimmick of the show? Is that the unique thing about it? Or is there something
else? That's on the cruise ship?
Yeah. Is there a unique thing about it? Is there a certain expector? Is there a disease?
No, it's basically, so the main character, her backstory is when she was young, something tragic happened to her family. And the family that, I guess, took her in hired a detective at that time to solve the case. And then, for whatever reason, he has to step away from the case. And then fast forward to this, like 20 years later, they meet, like he's on that same cruise ship with them, but he's working for some other family and he remembers who she is. And then you find out that he's actually there to solve the case that he had to step away from all those years ago.
Good recap.
Yeah.
So you recommend?
I mean, if you like murder mysteries, yeah.
Out of 10 Kratoses, what would you give it so far?
So far? I'd say like 8.
Nice. 8 Kratoses. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's not God of War.
Nothing is. It's real. Nothing is.
But yeah, that's what I've been watching right now.
Right on. All right, let's move on to Anthony. What do you got?
I don't know if I've been like playing anything that ends recently. It's been a lot of Tarkov and Path of Exile.
But what about in the past year?
Dude,
what did you
honestly,
finish?
Let's do one show and one game we finished.
I don't think I finished. I saw The Boy and the Heron, the new Ghibli movie.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, man. TJ has a lot to say about this one.
Dude, this movie, I think, is good. I don't know. I don't think it's like a Ghibli classic.
So what you're saying is, someone who has never seen a Ghibli movie, this is not where I should start.
No. You start with like Spirited Away or for some reason, like every woman thinks Howl's Moving Castle is a 10 out of 10. So, even though it's not good, but The story's very whimsical, just like Miyazaki movies are. It's about a kid whose mom dies in the Tokyo fires, and his dad is like a project manager for the war. So he gets remarried to his deceased wife's sister, and they move out to the countryside. And then in the countryside, there's like this like forbidden temple that their great-great-great-great-grandfather built. They're like caught like house that's on the outskirts in the forest, and they're like, don't go there. And then he's like, I'm gonna go there. And then stuff happens, right? Any more than that is kind of spoilers. But like the overall message of the story I found is like, I guess in Asia it's bigger than in North America, of just like carrying on your family's legacy of like, hey, we're in this family and I do this thing, I do this job, you have to do that too. And the story is really questioning, like, do you really have to carry on like your previous generation's work? Like, is it really mandatory for you to do that? Is it best for the person and stuff like that? But have you guys heard the story like surrounding this movie being made, like in real life, about Miyazaki, about his son?
No.
So his son made a movie.
Oh, I know where this is going.
Yeah, his son made a movie after Ghibli originally retired. It was like Tales of Earthsea. It was dog shit. It was a fucking terrible movie. Oh, it was not good. And then his dad had to come out of retirement to apologize for how bad the movie was. And then he was like, you know what? I'm not done here. I'm going to make one more movie, which is this one. And then the message of the story is, hey, children don't have to follow in their father's footsteps. And I'm just like, did bro come out of retirement to make a movie telling his son he's shit at making movies? Wait, like, wait. Holy fuck.
How many times has he retired?
I've only known this one.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm just wondering if that's like the meta narrative of the movie, of just like, bro, son, listen, you don't have to actually do this. Just go be a carpenter or something.
That's a goated move right there.
It's so crazy because like the movie by itself is like, it's good. It's fine. It's like a 7 out of 10, maybe a low 8. Right. And I'm like, this is a quality movie. There's a lot of interesting story plots. It's very whimsical. You get pulled into the world. Very classic Ghibli.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Then when you take that outside story into consideration, I'm like, did he just roast his own son with a movie? Like, holy fuck. It's so crazy.
Shit.
Can you imagine the son sitting in the theater and is like, did I just get roasted?
Because there's a character in that movie who creates things. And like, you know that character, right? And I'm just like, bro, is that character insert? Did he just, the director insert himself into this movie?
That's who
Holy
I thought it was.
Fuck. But what did you think about the movie? What were your thoughts? Like,
it was not Spirited Away.
It was not. That's true. It was not the 10.
But I also heard that, I don't know if this is true, but I heard that this was supposed to be like, or maybe it's supposed to be his last movie. Mm-hmm. And like the old... Wait, are any of you guys going to watch this movie?
Absolutely not. Nope.
Okay.
Spoilers.
So the old man at the end who like creates everything, I thought that was supposed to be him trying to find a successor, being the kid. And then the whole thing is that no one's going to succeed him.
Because he's too fucking goated.
I guess, yeah. So I thought that's where this movie was going.
Yeah, so it's like it's such a weird concept for a movie, but then when you take maybe I'm just reading too much into it, but like when you take that into consideration, like it's like, bro, that's like next level Asian parent disappointment. I'm gonna make a blockbuster success to tell you that you suck.
Oh man, I'm convinced this guy's never gonna retire though.
We'll see. They said it's his last one, but maybe he'll just be like Jay-Z and he's like, actually, I'm back, baby. I got another album.
I feel like he's made like 3 movies since his retirement.
Has he? I thought this was the...
I think he retired in like the early 2010s.
Oh, did he?
Somewhere around there.
Wait, did he do like the Up on Poppy Hill or whatever? Or was that his son too?
That was... Oh.
Because I know he did The Wind Rises.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that was also him.
Okay. Whatever. Still better than any Makoto Shinkai movie. You know what I'm talking about?
Is that your name?
Yeah, that's your name.
That's a great movie.
That's a movie
so good. That's such a good movie.
Wait, don't people
talk about goated movies?
Yeah. Wait, don't people like that movie?
Yeah.
people love that movie, but that one only. Everything else he's done is not that good.
Like he did like Weathering with You, and then the newest one, and then they're just like, it's like the same thing. But
oh, he did Weathering with You.
Yeah.
It's TJ's secretly favorite director.
Not gonna lie, I like that movie too.
Oh my god, Makoto Shinkai, is that you? But yeah, in terms of the game front, I haven't like been playing anything that I can complete really. It's all been like kind of forever games. So like my friends booted up a Minecraft server again. My play Path of Exile, the new league is fucking insane. Everybody's rich. It is the 80s Japanese economic boom. I finally have like two out of the three T0 items, like tier 0 items, which is was it the Squire, which is a shield. And how skills work in that game is you have sockets or materia, and if it's linked, you can support the skill with stuff, right? It's a materia system from 7. But this shield has a ability where it's like any support skills in this shield also support your main hand weapon. So usually main hand weapons, if they're one-handed, you only get 3 sockets. But with this shield, you get 6 sockets. And then the other one is Headhunter, where whenever you kill a rare mob, you get their modifiers for a minute. So you just zoom out of control, and it's all about like now it's end game. It's all juicing maps, getting currency, buying new stuff, being rich. It's Jeff Bezos simulator, but Diablo. It's pretty good. But like the things I've been doing while I've been playing those games is I've been turning into a finance bro. I have like 4 new different finance podcasts I listen to. And like YouTube channels. So I'm just like learning about the housing crisis, like why the FANG stocks are single-handedly holding the North American economy out of a recession. learning about like calls and puts and like all this other bullshit, NVIDIA's transition to AI and why everybody wants to buy them now. I'm like doing like adult boring shit, but it's interesting. So unless you guys want to talk about the Canadian housing crisis? No?
What's there to talk about? You can't buy a house.
This shit sucks, bro. So yeah, I'm working on some stuff now. Like I'm replaying through Celeste on PC because my friend told me that there's a really big modding scene with that series. And I've been learning like different like unintended mechanics like ultra long jumps where you diagonal dash into the floor but you keep your momentum if you jump like well there's actually another thing called wave jumping. There's the thing called neutral jumping for walls.
Wave dashing. There's a thing. Just playing Smash Bros.
Dude, I'm only two instances away from playing Smash. Yeah, it's like neutral jumping. So when you jump off a wall, if you don't hold the direction before the jump and the let go of the grab, you'll jump straight up instead of away from the wall. So you can like climb a wall without using any stamina in that game. The one I can never get. You can figure out a way to, when you air dash while you're ducked in a ducking stance. And then your hurt box goes from 6 pixels to 4 pixels. And then certain obstacles that are overlaid in each other on the game, there's like a 4 pixel window in there where you don't get touched by the hurt box. So you can dash through obstacles and shit. And I'm like, these people are crazy. But yeah, they have like a dedicated fan base there. And then working on Undernight in Birth 2, the fighting game. Yeah, the anime fighter with the grid system, and it's fun to learn all of the new systems. There's just so much there to, dude. You want to veil off in your fighting games? What does that mean? Even I don't know yet. Okay, I'm still doing stuff. But yeah, just because I like Blaven said before, there was like a drought in with 6, and then I'm tired of Manon not having any plus buttons. So I'm just like, I'll wait for a balance patch before I go back to that. And then Undernight has been the fighting game fix there. So really it's just been a lot of kind of podcasts, and I've learned Python.
That's always useful.
So you want to talk about big data analysis, bro?
Oh. No, that's my day job. Oh man. That's right.
So yeah, I'm just chilling, I guess.
Vincenzo, one show you finished or movie that you want to talk about in one game. Go.
No.
Okay. Oh, I know what he's going to do.
All right, I'm taking the spot. We're talking about Argyle.
What am I going to do?
What do you mean?
What?
Oh, I don't know. You surprised me.
I'll talk about multiples real fast.
Okay, go.
Okay, so last year, right?
Oh, here we go.
Played Midnight Suns.
Oh, yo, me too.
That shit was awesome.
Yo, you and I played at the same time,
yes,
right?
We
yo,
did.
That shit slaps.
That shit's awesome.
That shit's so broken. Okay, yeah. Favorite character.
Favorite character? You mean, oh, geez, I don't know.
And why is it not Wolverine?
Wolverine's good. No, you know, I still really like Iron Man. So selfish.
The most selfish.
Yeah.
His whole deck is just him.
Yeah.
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 Oh, my God. Who did I use a lot? Oh, it was,
Didn't you? Oh, no. Venom was the best.
Yeah, that was my character.
Yeah. Venom was the best.
Because you could just insta-KO the whole map.
Yeah, you could.
In one turn.
Yeah, you could. It was wicked. Venom is so good.
He just has a card that says, all your cards say, if I kill something, refund.
Yeah.
That's his signature card. It makes all of his it's just like unstoppable.
I feel like XCOM and card games then play this game, but I realize that's such a like niche crossover market, so
it's like double niche, really.
Yeah, so
but the Marvel IP kind of carries it.
Sure.
Okay, did you find the game hard?
No.
See, a lot of people find it hard.
No.
Can you imagine?
I know, like, but not the Marvel IP. You have to be like a Marvel Comics person.
Yeah, the Midnight Suns aren't really that popular.
I'm like, they don't even have the same vibe as the movies, so I don't even know.
But what do you mean, like the Avengers, you mean?
No, I mean like what you find in the MCU, like that kind of vibe is not translated to like...
Oh, come on, man. You know the MCU is dead, bro.
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 I'm aware.
Oh, yeah. I am acutely aware of the situation we're in.
I knew it was dead after Spider-Man, but...
Oh, that's sad.
I still want to see that WandaVision movie. Not WandaVision.
WandaVision movie?
No. Madam Web.
Oh my
with
God.
With Dakota Johnson?
Dude, I heard that it's the it's the next Morbius.
Yeah, I heard it's so bad it's good.
Oh. Yeah.
And movies are $5 this month, so I might go.
Wasn't Madame Web like a fucking old lady in a chair?
Yeah, but this is her origin story, so
oh
she's young.
My God.
She's young, Anthony. She's Dakota Johnson.
What makes me mad is that they brought in the villain that's awesome in Spider-Man to fight against her.
Who?
Ezekiel Smith or something?
No!
The Spider-Man hunter.
Yeah!
It's a guy who hunts Spider-Man through different universes.
Yeah.
And they brought him in. They brought him in to fight against Dakota Johnson.
That's hella confusing.
Yeah. So this movie I heard is, and next week on Netflix, guess what's coming? Morbius.
Is it really?
It's Morbin time. Okay, keep going. You're going.
Yeah. So I did Midnight Suns, but the best game I played last year was Phantom Liberty.
Oh,
Cyberpunk. That was the best fucking game last year.
That was a great game.
That was
awesome. Fantastic.
All the changes they made to Cyberpunk, it finally lived up to. The game it was supposed
it's
to be.
It's actually a game now.
Like, it's so awesome. So good. It was the best.
All right. What were your guys' upgrade paths?
I forget.
Why don't I remind you, Mr. Knife Thrower?
Oh, that's right. I got rid of all my cyberware. So I could just slow down time all the time.
Dude, I was just a tank shotgun. I walked into people point blank range. It did no damage, and I shot them with a shotgun, and they exploded.
Who cares? I was invisible. Yeah. That game was sick.
That
so
game
good.
Definitely lived up.
That was good. That was
I did
good.
Spend a lot of time on the Metro.
Yeah.
Even though nothing happened.
Yeah. But now I'm playing Persona 3, which is the best Persona.
Oh, wow.
But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm also playing it again.
Wow. Question what
mark.
A liar.
Yeah, it's true.
The only thing I'll say about that game is it's nice to be able to control your party members, and it's weird seeing them in the clamp style artwork.
That's true. They're all really lanky.
They're all really lanky and tall. Because in my mind, they're like those chibi style.
Are they really just all legs?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's crazy.
Hell yeah.
It's crazy.
Did you like the changes to the music?
I don't mind it.
No.
I don't mind it. But listen, I have a guy I work with. Oh. He's like 100% weeb.
Okay.
And yesterday, all he did was talk my ear off about how he hates the changes to the music.
I knew it.
And I told him I wasn't playing in Japanese VO.
Oh, no.
And my God, the look of disappointment he gave me.
But Yucatan. But I was waiting for this.
The peninsula? The Yucatan Peninsula?
No. What other memorable quotes are there?
Oh. What is it? Stupe Yori?
Yeah, Stupe Yori.
Oh my God.
Ace Defective?
baby. Is this all from 3?
Yeah.
This is the original 3.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah, there's a whole meme with Akihiko saying, I've been waiting for this. They just put him like a microwave and it pops open. He's like, I've been waiting for this. It's just, yeah, it's a whole thing.
But yeah, that's the Games Front shows, guys. I had a New Year's resolution to catch up on anime.
No, please.
Yes. All right. Let's go.
What have you been watching?
You can turn on the podcast right here.
No, you can't.
So, I forgot about Demon Slayer. Oh, okay. So I caught up on, I watched it from the start. It was good. It was good. I'm ready to watch that movie at the end of the month.
It's not a movie.
What is it?
They're basically milking us for our money. And they're showing the last episode of the last season and the first episode of the next season.
I'm not watching this, guys.
Never mind. My bad.
I'm not wasting my $5. So that was good. I caught up on
Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah, that's the one. That was pretty good.
Where does
pretty
season hype. 2 end?
The Shibuya Incident gate closed.
Ooh, okay. All right.
I think that's such a good
show. Then we're getting
show.
Into the real shit.
I think y'all should watch the Jujutsu Kaisen.
I just don't know how it permeated like popular culture so much. Like even people I know from my gym or at work know about it, even though they don't usually watch anime.
I think it's just good.
Because it's peak, bro.
like Jujutsu Kaisen is exactly like the level of darkness people want without going too far, so that it's approachable. Like, this is why Chainsaw Man failed, because it was too morbid.
It's too 3D, right? Though.
It was too morbid, and people were like, I don't know. But Jujutsu Kaisen, give me them demons, and then it's like, all right.
Wait,
cool,
did Chainsaw Man fail?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, commercially, it was a flop.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Damn.
But yeah, I liked it. It was so weird watching it back-to-back with Demon Slayer, though, because I still think Demon Slayer looks better, but Jujutsu Kaisen is way more creative in their choreography.
Yes.
And their fight sequences.
So I want to jump in here. I finished the Demon Slayer manga.
Yeah.
And comparing the manga to the anime is night and day.
Yes.
The manga is so... I just think they did a... I think it doesn't speak to the manga as bad. Yeah. I just think that the anime is so good.
Oh,
the
no, for sure.
The way they choreograph everything and the way they show it.
Yeah.
It definitely brings out a lot more. So I'm really excited to see where they're going to go.
Like, I'm positive that the Demon Slayer... the general substance of the story is kind of bland. Like, it's a pretty,
it's like they just have one enemy, basically.
Yeah, right? It's not very interesting. Like, there's no whatever, but you're watching it because it looks pretty.
Yeah, when me and my brother, you know, got swindled for our money last time with the Demon Slayer movie thing, they were showing the fight with the ninja guy, the Sound Hashira, in theaters, right? And me and my brother forgot we hadn't seen that episode in a while, and we were surprised that this was from a show. And when they showed it on the theater, it sounded and looked like a movie quality.
Yeah.
But then I forgot that it was done by the guys who do Fate.
Yes.
Moon?
Yes. No.
UFO table?
Yeah, UFO tables. Yes, that's the one.
It's unlimited budget works.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And then the last thing I did was I started, because it was over, so I start from the beginning, Attack on Titan.
So did you enjoy part 5, last part, final chapter, part 3?
I'm here to tell you that I think Attack on Titan is one of my favorite animes of all the times. It's very good. It is, naming conventions aside, wow, that shit was awesome from start to finish. I kind of forgot that it took 10 years for them to complete the anime. But
have you gone back to like the earlier chapters of that series now that you know what you know?
I watched the whole thing. What do you mean?
No, but I mean like the whole, like, I don't know what, when you restarted it, like where did you leave off? Because back to the beginning, there's so many like little things. Yeah. They're too good for me to believe that he had this in his head the whole time.
Listen, he knew it all.
I want to believe that he knew it all.
So I watched the first 3 seasons and I think like the first 10 episodes of season 4 and then I put it down and then I restarted.
Okay.
So, like, yeah.
Yeah, why couldn't the Colossal Titan damage the walls? Why did he always kick the gate?
Well, duh.
I wonder what happened.
Now you know.
And it's like, bro, there's no way he had that in his brain from the jump, dude.
He did. Man's a genius.
Man's a genius. Can do no wrong.
Yes.
Oh, sweet. I'm so smart.
He's so smart. Okay, so smart.
I might watch this. I've only heard good things.
Holy shit. It's so crazy.
But yo, the real question is,
yes.
Okay, can Goku stop the rumbling?
No. No, he cannot.
What if he's in drip?
Goku's a man. Oh.
What if he's in drip though?
You got me there. You got me there.
Oh my god. The amount of those can X stop the rumbling posts. Oh my god, it kills me every time.
Actually, you know what meme Aurelia has been sending me lately? Megumi from Jujutsu Kaisen.
Oh, Nodwin.
The one where
I summon this treasure.
Yeah, because he's like at the slightest inconvenience.
Oh, I gotta look up a meme.
Wasn't there a Gojo one where it's like Nodwin?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Where he like puts up the thing, he's like, yo, Nodwin.
Yeah, like I don't know, but I've seen that one, but I don't know what the reference is. Like I don't get it. But the Megumi one is hilarious. It's when he does the Makura,
yeah.
But it's just like someone didn't move over on the bus for him. So he's like he summons.
Oh my god.
Yeah, okay. So the meme is Megumi and it's a circle. Life is all about risks. I take a risk. I don't win. I with this treasure I summon. Life is all about risks. And you just repeat the cycle.
Yo, that episode was crazy though.
It was good.
The animation and that's
oh, it was wild.
That's crazy.
It was such a wild episode. And then lastly, guys, I picked up a manga.
Oh no, here yes. We go. Please don't.
I'm reading One Piece.
No!
Yes! Welcome.
It's begun.
Yes.
My journey to find the one sacred treasure.
The one true piece.
Yes.
My OTP.
Yeah. So far, it's been lighthearted and fun. Nothing offensive, nothing too crazy. I don't know. It's all right.
Even the Nami backstory?
What about it?
She got sold into fish slavery?
No, she sold herself into fish slavery.
Okay? She had it coming, idiot.
She didn't get sold, and she went up there, and she's like, I'm a deuce.
Okay, you guys are only going to get this once, okay?
Oh,
just once.
Boy.
I watched the new One Piece opening.
Oh?
That shit slaps.
Oh, my God.
Did you guys see
it? Wait, when you say the opening, do you mean to the anime, or do you mean for the remake, or do you mean for the live action?
Okay, I take it back. Hold on. Okay, no. The anime one where it was in the new arc. Have you guys seen it?
No.
I honestly think it's like a work of art. Honestly, it's great.
Well, that studio has been going crazy. They like, I think with the recent Zoro fight, they like broke the record for the amount of impact frames within a sequence of animation.
That sounds terrible on the animators.
It's, oh yeah, most deaf, but it's like, it looks so crazy. Like,
and that's what matters.
The animation in this like latest arc, the Wano arc, has been out of control, but it's also like on the backs of people being like, oh look, MAPPA, slave labor, Jujutsu Kaisen, and all this other shit. So,
yo, when they did the fight with Megumi and all that, the comments in Crunchyroll were like, yo, we're making it out of the sweatshop with this one. Oh man, we're not getting paid for this one. Oh my god, I was literally I was crying because like they said, wow, they're really working these people real hard, and it's kind of sad, but I can't believe they're putting this like this much level of work and they're getting paid, like they're getting treated that way. That's crazy.
Yeah, the craziest thing about that like fight to the Mahoraga versus what's his face Sukuna fight is the one they aired, that's incomplete.
What?
Yeah, they refused to work on it anymore, and they said that's like about 40%, 50% done.
Oh,
what the
no
animation was supposed
looked
to
like
be.
Kind of like I thought it was supposed to be like, it's so insane that things are just like,
yeah, people thought it was supposed to be like a representation of his cutting, how there's like infinite slashes in the air so everything looks all fucked, but really they just didn't finish it. Yeah, they just didn't finish it.
And then we were all just like, wow, we bow down to the masters. Imagine they're like, man, we could just release everything at 40%.
That's crazy.
Everybody would think it great.
No, that only worked because everything else was so nice and this had more impact. If the whole show looks like that, it'll be terrible.
Listen, did you see Luffy's new form?
No.
Okay.
I don't know anything about One Piece.
Now you.
He doesn't
even
have.
You will soon, I guess.
Is that what his forms are called? Gears?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. I think he has one of his big muscles.
Yeah, it's like Gear 3, I think.
Okay.
Gear 4. I actually watched One Piece, a catch up in 17 minutes. And there, literally, it was all summed up in the last 30 seconds.
Sick.
Yeah, so it's pretty great. So now I'm caught up and I didn't read all that.
Well, only the truest fans.
Only the truest fans. Uh-huh.
See, the series was so great, he forced himself to catch up. He just didn't have the time to read it all. So one day he'll go back. One day he'll go back.
Wow. Damn.
But yeah, you're liking it so far?
Yeah, it's all
right. Classic shonen.
It's all right.
That era you're in is like 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, it reads like it. I'm like, okay, yeah, it's just ridiculous. It's kind of stupid.
Who do you have in your party right now? Who's with the crew?
Zoro, Sanji, Nami, Luffy.
Oh, so you did the Hawkeyes fight with Zoro?
Yeah.
Where he's like, I'll fight you, and he pulls a sword out of his necklace.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah.
He cuts the ship. Yeah, he's sick. Who Usopp? Oh fuck, I hate Usopp.
Usopp sucks.
But I forgot that, like, that is like classic 90s anime like character stereotypes. Like, you always have to have one.
Yeah, Usopp real trash.
And I really hate him. It's just so hard to like care whenever he's on the panel. I'm just like,
he's trying to like I remember them giving him, was he, he's a crush on a rich girl.
Yeah.
And it's the butler with the knife fingers or whatever.
Yep.
And yeah, it's just like, bro, you're such a goofball. I can't take this like arc seriously. I know you're supposed to be comedic relief, but holy shit.
Yeah, he sucks. He sucks balls.
Don't worry, Vince. He only gets worse.
Wow. Thanks. Yeah. And I think that's more or less the big updates. Oh, my car came in, so I've been sliding around the streets.
Hell illegally.
And that's all it's been. Now that the snow's out, I'm just going sideways through everything.
Do you have the license plate attachments to shine a certain light on your thing so you don't get caught by cameras or whatever?
No. No. No, not at all.
You're not boosting DVD TV combos from trucks yet?
No. Who is? You can't even buy physical media.
Yeah, fair enough.
Why are you shaking your head?
You know one of us here has a sore spot with loving physical media.
Did you hear that Best Buy is removing all physical media from their stores?
They're removing all movies from their...
It's only a matter of time.
Movies and TV shows.
Wait, do they count those like digital print cards as physical media?
I don't know, but I know I know like this. So if like TV shows and movie segments, they're just gone. So, yeah.
I can't wait for the day that my Apple AirPods are considered physical media.
No, but I read a stat in 2022, I think physical media accounted for, I think, less than 30% of all video game sales.
People who really...
Like, I thought it was supposed to be... to be honest, I thought it'd be higher, but that's wild to me.
I want
to
know what they count as a sale, though.
You bought the game. What do you mean?
Yeah, but so it's like... downloading something on Game Pass, like a dev gets paid when you download something from Game Pass. It counts as a sale, but like I want to know what like where those stats are coming from. 30% is very low.
I don't think that people buy as much physical media as you think.
They probably don't, but not 30%.
I don't know. I think I'd believe it because like when I was thinking about it, like, well, COVID happened and that kind of forced everyone into digital purchases, and then you build a habit. And then you're like, well, if my music is that way, because no one's buying iTunes songs.
But at the same time, where are you going to keep all that stuff? A lot of people are running out of space, right?
That's true.
It's true.
What do you mean? Like physical stuff?
Yeah, physical space.
Yeah, people get rid of it. But also like the whole backlash for Sony happened last year where they were just like, hey, our like movie purchasing platform where you own all your digital movies. Yeah, fuck you. And they just took them all away. So.
Yeah, that's true. But then who's like no one's buying movies.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't know.
This is an interesting conversation in my finance podcast. If you want, we could start diving deep into the ramifications of non-tangible media.
No, let's move on to something else. Because I was... so when I have to concentrate really hard, like if it's like for work or whatever, if I'm doing something...
Be like, well, I want to thank our sponsors, Athletic Greens, for keeping me
fit and healthy. Like, I don't know why. Like, I've always known this about myself, but I have to talk to myself. Right? I have to talk to myself. And I went down the path of like, well, why did that happen? And then I realized it's because I don't have an inner voice.
Oh.
Like in my head. Like I don't have one, right? And I wonder, do you guys have an inner voice?
Absolutely. I talk to myself all the time.
What do you mean? Like do I hear a voice in my head when I talk?
Yeah. Because I don't. Like mine is empty.
Oh, I don't hear words, but I can think words.
Like I can think. But, like, it's not like I can have a conversation with myself in my head.
So that's what I never understood. When people say they have an inner voice, are they hearing themselves
in
their head when they talk?
Yes,
oh, I have not. I don't have that.
Yes.
I also do not have that.
Is it also, like, imagine an apple or whatever, and, like, what level of imagination do
that's
you
right,
have?
That's right, and I can't.
Yeah,
I
can't do that either.
I can't imagine
I have
things.
Nothing.
Yeah. Like, yeah, because there's different stages. Like, if I tell you to picture something, some people can just, like, picture it.
Yeah, like a realistic apple immediately.
Yeah. Like, okay. I can't, but I have to recall from memory of a reference, but... Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I have no inner voice. I have no inner picture.
And I've been going around asking people because I'm like, am I weird? Like, what's happening?
So what's the general consensus?
Nothing. Like, it doesn't matter.
No, I mean, like, what have you found? Do people mostly have an inner voice?
No, it's 50-50.
Oh, okay.
And, like, and when you explain it to someone who doesn't have it, they're all, like, mind blown. They're like, how do you live without the voice in your head?
I also wonder that because yeah. I have it and I yeah. don't know how you cannot. Like, how do you self-reflect about things?
Write it down.
Do you?
Yeah. So if I have to like really like think about something, I'll journal. Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's weird, right? Now that you think about it, now you're aware, you're gonna be like, what the fuck?
Have you like correlated the?
I've always known about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, like, cause people who have inner voices in their head, they tend to overthink things a lot.
Yes.
Right. Like they're very much it takes longer for them to, cause if you're having a conversation with yourself, there's always someone to tell you no. Or someone to tell you yes, like someone to take the opposite side all the time. And I think I was reading that, like, it ends up becoming, for some people, it becomes almost oppressive. Like, you're never able to make a decision because you're just constantly back and forth with yourself.
You should cross-reference those answers with what, like, your coworkers, like, MBTIs were.
Oh, yeah. I thought about it, but I'm like, I don't really care.
Pull up a spreadsheet, baby.
Yeah. But yeah. No, it was really interesting because... I guess more, let's say the one thing I found is that a lot more logical thinkers tended not to have an inner voice.
Yeah, that makes
sense. The more creative ones seem to have like something in there. But it was just weird. They're like, yeah, it's like, it sounds like me talking to myself. And I'm like, that's so strange.
It's really true.
I just talked to myself out loud.
That's right. Cause like, so what happened was I was working, right? And my coworker was like, you talking to me? And I'm like, no, I'm talking to me. I'm talking to myself. Yeah, yeah.
So interesting.
Yeah. But it was just one of those things. I was...
That's so interesting. Yeah. Because I can't imagine life without it.
Yeah, that's what they say, right? Like, that's, you can't... So weird. You can never imagine what the opposite one is, so...
Yeah.
But it's...
What the heck? You don't have it either, right?
No. I tend to talk to myself at work a lot.
Yeah.
I don't realize I'm doing it too. So then when some people catch me, I'm like, oh, don't worry about it.
Yeah,
but yeah. So you talk to yourself because like you're trying to think out things, right? Yeah. Like problem solve.
Yeah,
yeah. If you don't have the voice in your head, you gotta say it out loud.
Yeah, but isn't that like in its own way a voice? Because like in your head, like you're just verbalizing it instead, right?
I think it's a little different though, because if you can't maintain it in your head,
so what you're saying is you guys aren't having full on conversations in your head.
Yeah.
So like something would happen and be like, oh, okay. So what? You would just look at it and be like, okay, what happened here? And then you would say that out loud.
Yeah.
But instead me, I'll be like, okay, was this my fault? I don't think so. And then I would just go back and forth and have a conversation with myself.
Oh, yeah, like that's not happening for me.
Yeah, for me, that's happening out loud.
Yeah. I have to say it so that my ears take it in and then my brain processes it.
Yeah.
But it's not the other way where it's like my inner mind is...
Like for you, what I'm picturing is you have a Blaven inside your head, like a tiny Blaven inside your head listening to you and just speaking through a mic like, no. Yes.
That's exactly what it is. Like if I, let's say I'm like playing a game and I get hit with a hop kick and the voice I'm going to say, hey, you shouldn't have gotten hit by that. Why were you ducking? And then I would answer the question, but it would be inside. So I would never say anything out loud.
I think for me, if that were to happen, I'd have to verbally say, why'd I get hit by that?
Okay.
And then my brain goes into...
Into processing mode.
Okay, so robots. You guys are robots.
All I'm saying is that in here, you're the only one with an inner voice, so I don't have to tell you.
Yeah, I don't know. It was crazy.
It's true.
Yeah.
Look at all that introspection. I think it's because of your star sign. Isn't Mars in Gatorade right now or something?
What the fuck? What is that referencing?
You know how they say, like, oh, something's in retrograde and stuff? Well, one time I told somebody that I thought it was in Gatorade, and they lost it. It's good, right? It's good. You guys can take that one.
Mars? Isn't it the moon?
Mercury. Yeah, I don't know.
Mercury's in retrograde.
Mercury's in Gatorade.
Oh.
So good.
Damn.
That's dumb. That's dumb as fuck. All right. Now what?
Oh.
All right, I have two recommendations for you guys. Play Dave the Diver, because I beat that game. Good game.
Oh, that's a good demo.
What?
That's a good demo.
The demo's the only thing I've played. It's pretty good.
And read Haikyuu. I started playing volleyball because of it, and volleyball's hard. It's a good demo. Get out of here.
Read Dogs Red. It's a hockey manga made by the Golden Kamuy guy.
Whoa.
It's fucking awesome. It's very good.
Hockey manga.
Yeah.
Play Helldivers 2. That's the one only game you should be playing right now.
Until Helldivers 3. It's a good demo.
Is there a demo?
No, there wasn't. I looked for one.
TJ's the demo king.
I looked for one. There is no demo.
Okay.
That I'm aware of.
Instead of DK Donkey Kong, Demo Kong.
Why not just Demo King?
Yeah. This is probably the most TJ's ever spoken in the podcast, huh?
I think he just needs his own mic at this point.
Yeah, his inner voice is not staying inside. The Demo King is out. All right, well, hopefully you enjoyed this back. We'll see you guys in the next year, decade, yeah. 5 years, every lunar cycle. Every year of the dragon, we'll see you guys.
That's like what?
Oh, shit, every 12 years?
Is that how long it is?
Are you and me the only dragons?
No, TJ is.
No, he's not.
No, I'm technically a rabbit.
Because he was born before the lunar.
Bro,
I know.
When's the next horse? That's what I am.
I don't know, like three years? 2 years?
Do you know what your element is?
Is it iron, steel, whatever metal?
Cool. I'm a fire rabbit.
You're a fire rabbit.
What are you?
Same one as you.
Water say. Dragon?
No.
What?
We're earth.
Earth dragon?
Yeah.
Let's go. Yo, our Chinese zodiac is way cooler than the rest of them.
So you're a Komodo dragons?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, true. Oh, I love how it's. I love how it goes rabbit, ox, tiger, dragon, and then chicken.
I heard the most powerful one's the rat.
Yeah, because he won.
Yeah.
He went in the ear of the ox and jumped out.
Yeah.
He's a cheater.
The dragon should have won, but he was so cocky. He's like, I'll do it later.
Yeah, he was helping everybody else. I'm going to do it later.
I'm going to win later, all right?
Yo, I got this.
He's too busy.
He's too busy. I'm doing dragon things.
Before we go, is there anything we're looking forward to this year?
Oh, man. That's basically Evo. Honestly, I just want to see what the new announcements are going to be for the fighting games I love.
All right. Sick. Wicked.
What about you? Dragon's Dogma 2.
Fuck off.
Ah.
Not Final Fantasy?
I didn't even play the first one. I'm waiting for the double pack.
Fuck.
Blavin, there's a demo.
It might be the best demo ever.
Final Fantasy 8 Remake.
I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to. The Last Airbender live action.
Oh, yes. That's coming out soon, right?
Next week.
That's like next week.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I want to hear how many Appas you give it.
Appa. Now, there's a good name. I need to use that with something.
See, there's that inner voice again. Should have kept that one in there. Should have kept that one in the tank.
Guys, there's a person at my work.
His name's Appa?
No, their name is Aang.
Oh, no.
They also have a shaved head.
What?
And then he hangs out with Katara and Toph.
It'd be fucked up if he had a lightning bolt score instead.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
He's wearing just one ring.
Yeah.
What? We did it.
Yes, we did.
We did it. That's a podcast.
Sweet. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.